It's the winter of 1297. A man marches through a Scottish forest. It's bitterly cold. Frozen branches of heather and bracken snap beneath his boots as if he's walking on glass. But the man doesn't feel the chill. He feels invincible. He feels like a king. His name is William Wallace. And today he will become, while not king, the closest Scotland has to one. These are among the most exclusive and highly trained nannies in the world. They learn self-defence and advanced driving techniques, and even their cooking skills are a league above. Think Mary Poppins with a little James Bond. The course at Borland College in England cost them $21,000 a year. But after graduation, they can command salaries of up to $170,000. That's four times the average nanny salary in the UK. Britain's royal family has even hired them. So what does it take to make it as the most kick-ass nanny in the world? When you're immersed in a particularly good book, it becomes all-consuming. You can almost feel the enveloping embrace of its world around you as you read. That magic seems especially potent when you're a child. Perhaps because the most memorable fictional worlds come most vividly to life in the telling. Think of your favourite bedtime stories, where someone else's words and your own imagination combine to make the intangible feel wonderfully real. When we talk about characters springing off the page, we're talking metaphorically, of course. But, well, what if they really could do that?